I bet Varsity Lakes, the police chopper, I could hear it going over last night.
Really?
It was hanging around for ages.
Yeah, but it's the norm now, isn't it? You don't run out the front and go, ooh, what's happening? Oh, my goodness, there's...
When the light's on your house, you do.
Yeah, that's true.
That didn't happen.
When they're going...
Spider!
Get back.
Get out!
That loud hailer they use is pretty good, isn't it?
Mate, it's always over Mudjuba. Yes. It's really common.
Yes, it's really common. And to think a few years ago, it was Spider and I that actually... really push the police and really push the government to try and get this chopper here. Mm. And now it's an everyday occurrence.
Now we need three of them.
Well, we want to know, like, do you honestly feel safe on the coast? Now, last night there's a park in our local area. Jamie and I were driving past and there were two young blokes getting locked up in the paddy wagon and then the ambulance turned up and it was night. Mm. We're like, what's going on? And you know what? People don't even slow down anymore to look at it. They're like, oh, yeah, there we go. There was more teens arrested overnight. There's a particular car park I never feel safe in at Palm Beach just to go to the local Coles.
Yeah.
And there's been a lot of cases down there and a few carjackings and muggings and things to the fact that even Jamie, my husband, I say to him, don't park there during the day. Don't park there. Park across the road.
Really?
What are you telling a grown man? He's very capable. Of, you know, that you're worried when he's going to do a shop.
That is a huge worry.
Yeah.
Mate, I remember being at home during the day once and then we could hear the chopper going quite low over Mudjuba. And I don't think I've ever been as worried as when I heard them start using a loud hailer from the helicopter saying that there are felons if you stay in your homes, if there's a couple of people wandering around that we're trying to find. And I thought, sugar.
Yeah.
this is pretty real.
It's full on.
And it's... it's every suburb around the Gold Coast because I don't think it matters or doesn't matter where you live because, you know, at the moment, well, there's no way known I'll allow, you know, Boston to go with a group of mates into Surfers Paradise.
No.
Even by the light rail. Like, I love the light rail. I reckon it does a great job for the Gold Coast. But I just don't feel safe with the people that are out there.
Like, we would have done it at 15 for sure. No drama at all. But I was the same, Spider, you bring it up. Jack was heading off to a shopping centre the other day with a young girl from school and I was, I was like, okay, buddy, if you cop any crap from another group of blokes, say nothing, just move on, just walk on. And, you know, it's knives that worry me, I'll be honest. You know, you get a bit cheeky and out comes a knife.
Yeah,
that didn't happen. That did not happen when we were kids.
No.
That was the worst of people, you know, that you'd read about when I was a kid.
So do you feel safe?
No. I'm going to say no. I don't, actually.
Benny?
Yeah, I'll look around.
Makes you think about things. I mean, in general, yes, but you do.
Yeah, you go walking your dog and everything most nights.
I pay a bit more attention than I used to, yes.
I think I'm a lot more vigilant than I used to be. Mm. I've lived here on and off for a long time.
Yeah.
This stint has been 16 years. I've lived here full time, and I know, even in that time, I definitely am more vigilant.
Bridgie, I know something I feel every day driving to work. I see young women going for runs before the sun comes up, and I hope they feel safe. Clearly, they feel safe enough to do it, but I always worry for them.
And the elderly as well. And the other thing is, I've had cars kind of follow me. Even in the car, you're not safe at that time. As a woman, you are extra vigilant. You don't want to park near a pylon down in a shopping centre.
Sure.
You don't want to,
understand.
Do you feel safe on the Gold Coast? It doesn't matter what suburb you live in, north, south, or west, 1300 925 666. We want to know, do you feel safe? Safer now than you did, or you've just moved here? How do you feel about the Gold Coast?
1300 925 666. That's our number.